Friends, let me introduce myself first. My name is Abhasaheb Chauhan. I am a professional banker and more than 46 years of banking experience I have. Based on this, your institution has recognized me for development of learning modules for several subjects, and accordingly I have prepared around 8 to 10 subject modules, written the books, and also given the PowerPoint presentation. This particular subject, banking fundamentals, is also assigned to me to give this presentation by Wellington Institute of Management. I am thankful to them for giving me an opportunity for giving the presentation to you, making the PowerPoint presentation, and also explaining the banking fundamentals as such, which constitute around a lot of chapters, maybe around 15 to 20 chapters are there. So on the basis of this background, the chapters are divided into different subject in the banking fundamentals, taking into consideration various aspects. So friends, with this introduction, we are going to discuss completely about the banking. Complete knowledge or complete information right from the medieval period where the banking was not existent till today's artificial intelligence and digital technology which is implemented in the banks. So this complete journey and regulatory part, its compliance part, and the relationship between the banks, customers, etc., that we are going to discuss little bit deeply. So let us start our discussion from chapter 1. Chapter 1 specifically talks about the history of banking. This is just an overview. This is just an overview of the banking, how it started, banking started, and where it is going now. And thereafter, the other chapters that will talk about the specific issues or specific topics. To understand the complete history of banking, I have prepared the structure in such a manner that slowly you will be engrossed into or streamed into the evolution of the banking right from the barter system in the medieval times to the modern day banking, which consists of barter, money, origin of the word banking, why it is called as a bank, then banking its beginning, then banking in Middle Age and the dominance in Italy where it was started, then ascendance of the German banking, establishment of the banks, then banking in England, banking in United States, and world banking. These are some of the topics which what we have selected for taking the overview of development of the banking system and how banking came into India. Now, Barton, when the banks were non-existing, do you mean to say that there was no exchange of the goods? Yes, there was exchange of the goods, but there were no money. Money was not developed during that time. So, goods to goods, that is getting exchanged between the parties. That means, in short, if I can explain you, the livestock, food grains, and other items which are useful for day-to-day life of the mankind were used to exchange one for another. Suppose someone wants the livestock, then he may in turn give a food grains to him and get the livestock. Like that. So this kind of trade is called as a barter trade. This is called as barter trade. And this, many times, similar kind of items were not available all the times and everywhere. Okay. So there was a difficulty in matching the need and also availability of the resources also. And that gave way to the creation of money. Therefore, if one party is trying to sell this, other party is trying to buy it, certain things. But in return, the buyer has to give something to the seller, no? Either food grain or cloth or something. Clothes were also not during that time, clothes were also not there. So something, so there was nothing to give back as a cost of that particular item. Under these circumstances, this gives a way for creation of money. Creation of money. Now, what is money? Money is nothing but, it can be any object that is generally accepted as a payment for the goods and the services. Anything you give me, I will give you what you want. So, there is a value to that item which I have received. And that value is nothing but it is a money. So, the money is nothing but it is a medium of the exchange of the goods, exchange of the units of the account or store value. Store value means number of such items if you are collecting, then people used to determine how much rich you are. Okay? So, the word money is derived from the Latin word which is called as a moneta, and which another name for the goddess or Juno. This is in ancient time, this Italian word or Latin word, it gives, they use to talk or they give name to this kind of medium as moneta or Juno. Right? And this is nothing but it is a money. So coins were the first minted near the temple of the goddess Juno. There was the goddess Juno, and the coins were minted there, printed there, manufactured there by the Romans, say around 300 BCE. 300 BCE. Then money was created to convert the value, depending upon the size. The value of the money was determined. So money was created to convert the value of resources available for exchange to a common denominator. Earliest form of money was recorded are the bones with a mark, indicates the value or tally sticks, as they were commonly called. So that was the method of identifying the value of the item or value of that particular commodity. Number of, say for example, one ship is bought, then around 4 coins have been given. Cost of the coin may be 1, 2, 3, 4, like that. So number up is accumulated. Depending upon that, the value of the ship will be determined. So likewise, the money was came into circulation. Subsequently, metals were discovered. And most commonly, it's a gold, silver, copper, and bronze. These were metals which were, after discovery, it was used to prepare the coin. Gold coins, silver coins, copper coins, bronze coins, depending upon the quality of these metals and the size, content of that particular metal. Okay. Based on that, value is determined. And that is getting exchanged for the goods or kind of the things which one want to buy. Paper currency is first developed in the Tang Dynasty in China in 7th century. And use of this paper money spread through the Mughal Empire in 11th century. So, paper currency came into existence in China and in Mughal Empire. This was circulated in 11th century. So, European explorers introduced the concept of paper money in Europe in 13th century. Look how it is getting developed. 7th century, 11th century, and 13th century. This much time it took from the first paper currency to paper currency that bring into circulation. Now, this money in Europe, Bank of England, how it is developed? Paper currency. Bank of England, the first bank to initiate the permanent use of the bank notes. This is the first bank. Bank of England was the first bank to first use and initiate the permanent use of bank notes. Then Bank of Hindustan. The first bank in India to introduce the paper currency in 1719, that is 18th century. Government security press at Nashik was established for printing of the currency notes in India in 1928. And Reserve Bank of India took the responsibility of the printing currency notes after establishing the Reserve Bank of India in 1934. Right? Now, you know what, you understood what is barter, how the money term came into existence, how the paper money has introduced, how it comes to India. Now, the World Bank. Earlier, this bank word was not there. In Italy, where the banking was originated, the banks were called as a banco. And its Latin word is bancus. Latin word is bancus. It is nothing but it is a bank. Then beginning, how the banking started. Banking started in 18th century BC. Ancient record shows that the temples were used as a bank. Temples were used as bank due to their sacred characters, devotion, sacred characters, which made it the safe place for storing this value. And this is started in Egypt and Mesopotamia. This is started in, because that time the people in Egypt and Mesopotamia were very sacred and there were temples. So there is no secured place than the temple, that is what they thought of, and the God will protect everything, that was the belief. So temples such as those of Epenus, that is present day, it is in Turkey, and Delphi was the banking institution. Banking activities in Greece, after Italy, the banking activity in Greece were sophisticated and the varied, like taking deposit, issuance of the loan, currency exchange, and testing coins for the purity and weight. These are the activities were undertaken by the banks in Greece. In Rome, Rome is a genius in administration and adopted the regularized banking practices in Greece. So, the book transaction came into existence, that is movement of the funds, only in the books as against the actual exchange of money. That is first time it was happened in Rome, that is Italy. Private entrepreneurs and the public bodies, they started engaging in a financial and banking activities. But there was a fall in the public confidence. Why there was a fall in public confidence? Because banking was considered as anti-religious, and temples were thought unsafe for the storage of valuable. Otherwise, everything was stored in the temples only. Thereafter, the public confidence was loosened and bank was considered, such a storage in the temple was considered as a anti-religious. Therefore, there was a decline of the banking due to the collapse of the Roman Empire. Collapse of Roman Empire, and the bankers became a redundant. Banking nahi ho raha hai. Okay. Then the Christian church forbade leading on the interest, as charging of the interest was considered as sinful act. Charging of interest on whatever loan is given is a sinful act. It is not right. That is what the Christian church were telling. That is why this banking was not a little bit, there was a halt. Then, prohibition by the Christian is usury and resulted into opportunity for the rise of the Jews, rise of Jews as a banker. So, taking out from the temples and churches, the Jews have their own establishment and they acted. Jews is one of the community in Europe, that is particularly in Italy, Rome. So they act like a bankers. Since Jews was the barred in those times from other forms of the employment, like owning the farm or tilling the land, or it becomes the bankers to meet the need for the finance. This made them a prosperous and very rich. They were doing the agriculture. But as soon as they entered into this banker, just Jew community in Italy, Rome, they become prosperous and they become rich. So, the Knights Templar were the exclusive group in the Europe with the code of secrecy, who were the bankers of the king, and notably it was financed, they were financing the wars. Right. Now, Middle Age. In the Middle Age, the dominance of the banking was in Italy. So Italy had a very old banking system. And banks were established in 1171 and Genoa in 1320. Florence is another country near to the Rome or Italy. It becomes a center of banking under the Medicis. Okay? So during 13th century, bankers from North Italy, known as Lombards, began to replace the Jews, who were the bankers, as the moneylenders. And they were rich also and powerful also, as well as the bankers and the moneylenders. But in 13th century, bankers from the North Italy, known as Lombards, began to replace this Jews' empire of holding the bank. Thus, the control of the banking and transfer moved into the hands of the Lombards and their families. The Italian cities like Florence, Siena, Lucca, and Milan and Genoa profited from the banking, these centers. And the Florence was the largest center of the banking in Italy at that time. In 14th century, the banking was dominated by Bardi community and Peruzzi families of the Florence. These families were facilitated trade by providing the merchants with the bill of exchange. So that time some paper like bill of exchange has came into existence. By this, money paid by the debtor in one town could be paid a creditor presenting the bill somewhere else at other place. And people understood then meaning of the banking and importance of the bill of exchange. Many European kings were debt-ridden to the Florentine bankers due to 100 years war in Europe. Okay, because they have already borrowed from these Florence bankers. These kings have purchased, kings have borrowed the funds from the bankers in Florence, and they were become a debt ridden because there was a continuous war for 100 years in Europe. Now this led to the bankruptcy. They could not repay. The kings could not repay the loan to the Florence banker, and this led to the downfall of the bankers again. Again, dub gaya bank, because money which was they were lent was not returned by the kings. So Florence was the major center and survived this disaster and continued to flourish. Now the banking has started spreading its wing. Ascendance of the German banking. German family, the Fuggers, ousted the Medici family in Italy, that is Florence, from their position as the leading banking house. This German family, Fuggers, they replaced the Medici family in Rome, Italy. And during this time, the interest rate rose to very high, that is 45% per annum, where urgent funds were required for large loans where concerned banking was profitable. Due to constant war and strife, the cost often exceed the income, and loans were rapidly by giving the bankers lease on the royal income. Bankers got very good income because of the loan granted by them to the kings, where the war was continued during for almost 100 years, and the bankers become both revenue collection and the managers of the state assets. The high cost of finance, 45% is not a small amount rate of interest. The high cost of the finance and high rate of interest made the Fuggers family to get out of the financial risk taking, and finally the banking came into the existence. Rothschild. Also, another dynasty that came up as a banker during that time, Rothschild. And by 15th century, the banking began to exist as a commercial service providers to the layman, as opposed to service for the kings. Like how the bankers were giving the services to the kings, they started giving services to the common layman, or common man or layman, all the commercial services. In 15th century, by this time, money lenders were already called as a bankers. Private money lenders, they were already called as a bankers. Now, this development happens up to 15th century. There comes the establishment of the banks in Italy or Venice. Okay? Venice is a place near to the Rome, which is the capital of Italy. So, Banca della Pisa, Banco della Piazza, they have opened the first bank in Venice in 1587, in as a state initiative to provide the security in the trade. Barcelona, which is in Spain, and Genoa followed with the similar centers, and the Amsterdam in Netherlands. In 1609, Hamburg in 1619 in Germany, and Nuremberg in 1621 in Germany. They started the banking and started providing the security to the banks or for the purpose of trade. Now, Amsterdam becomes the financial capital and remained so till the Industrial Revolution took place. The concept of national bank with some percentage of the partnership with the state came into existence. For example, Bank of Sweden in 1668 and Bank of England in 1694, they came into existence. These banking centers came into located near the areas where trade is flourished. Large amount of trade was happening there in Amsterdam, Bank of Sweden as well as Bank of England. The largest ports were those in London, Amsterdam, and Hamburg.